Hey, you've reached the Snitch and Lynn's voicemail. Leave us a message and we'll get back to you.
G'day, Cobbers. It's Jeff here. Heard you guys are doing bloody life medals now. What's this puffy prancy shit, huh? You don't get life medals for nothing in life. You gotta do it for sport. That's right. None of this fairy stuff. You guys gotta get out there, straight yourselves up. Get out in the field. Oh, go Tykes!
Hey guys, what's happening? Love the show. Get more content. Have more gaming stuff. Lindsay's the best.
Hey Snitch and Lindsay, it's Gerald here. Just thought I'd give you a buzz. Just want to say, Lindsay, loving the style at the moment. You, my friend, are looking hot. Bye.
Hey Snitch and Lindsay, thought I'd call you in to see what's going on. Love the show. Where's the Zeus segment? Used to love it. It's gone now. Bring it back. Cheers.
Hey, it's Lindsay here. Meant to call Snitch, but got this number. Didn't realize we had a voicemail. Not that I would check it anyway. Anyway, see you later, Snitch. Hope you get this message.
Hey, Snitch and Lins. It's Snitch and Lins.
What's happening?
This is really funny. You guys are going to laugh so hard.
Yeah, because we just thought this best joke ever.
Yeah, what was it again?
I can't remember. I thought you had it. You thought of it like a second ago.
I know.
Oh, Snitch, man.
We'll call you back.
Okay, we'll call you back.
Yeah, Snitch. I've had a few drinks. Can't remember why I called. I drank too much. Hello, this is Rashid from Dodo. Michael, please give us a call back. You've been downloading 30,000 gigs worth of porn every week, and we have no way of stopping you because I'm in India.
One, three, let's go.
And welcome to the Snitch and Lins podcast for a brand new fortnight. Joined by my friend of 20 years, Lindsay, in the Snitch and Lins studios in Sydney. How are you?
I'm swell, Michael. Very happy to be here. Very excited for our podcast because we've got a lot of stuff we want to talk about.
Dude, we have got a corker on the way for you right now. I mean, I would be excited. And I am. I would be excited, but we recorded this 3 days ago and I've already heard it all, so.
Yep. That's material.
Yeah, but you should be excited.
Thanks,
though.
Thanks.
Lindsay, man, we're going to be talking slip-ups.
Slip-ups.
Just like that happened then. Oh, it's so meta, this podcast already. Also, onesies. We're going to be introducing a brand new segment on the show. And to top it all off, we're going to be talking Subway.
Man, let's
just like
it
I
off.
Top off a good day, I have a Subway.
Subway.
Am I right? Eat fresh. Snitch and Lins.
Recently, I have downloaded an app that allows you to record yourself whilst you are sleep talking in
really?
Your sleep. Yes.
It's, what an awesome app.
It's pretty cool. It's really freaking cool.
This is blowing my mind because I think we both know that knowing you for 20 years,
yes,
we've had quite a few sleepovers in our primary school years. We were in scouts together. We slept in tents together. I'm well aware that you're a huge sleep talker.
I sleep talk all the time. People tell me this all the time. It's like, what were you saying last night? I'm like, I have no idea.
Yeah.
Like,
you say some weird stuff too. Ooh. There was one thing where you were blabbing on about chainsaws or something, it's unicorns. Like
husky chainsaws are the best or something.
That's a direct quote.
Quote from my mouth. Yeah. Apparently they are. When so
husky chainsaws are the best.
I don't know if they exist, but.
And in a true Lins fashion, he got the name wrong for the chainsaws. it's actually Husqvarna.
Husqvarna.
So you steal yourself when you're asleep, at least.
I still am. Well, it's funny that you mentioned that. Michael, I have a recording here of me sleep talking.
I am so excited
now,
to hear this.
It's pretty exciting.
This is awesome.
Now, I've been doing this for quite a while, but most of the time it's me just turning my sheets and burping in my sleep.
That's so true.
It's like just that.
Now, if you'd like to reference back to what Lindsay's burps sound like, there was a great segment last week on that.
Check it out.
Great disgusting segment.
But I've actually found a piece of me sleep talking that actually makes sense, okay? Most of it's kind of jargon, blah, 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 just moving around.
This is so cool. I have not heard this.
They have to listen really intently because it is sleep talking, so it's not the best projection.
You're not talking directly into the mic.
I'm not talking directly into the mic.
You're not picking the mic.
And also there's a clipping in the background. That's my fan turning, okay?
All right.
Okay, so Here we go. Okay, you have to listen intently, okay?
Okay, I'm ready. Okay. I'm ready. Okay. Let's listen to this.
That was my ankle. Let's drill.
Ankle, ha 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 ha. Let's roll. I turn the sheets and I'm like, let's roll.
What were you dreaming about?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
That is one of the most awesome things you could say in your sleep. I think you were at least dreaming about being Bruce Willis.
I think I was Lin's man in my dreams.
Now, Frasier, do you watch it?
I used to.
It's a good show.
Popular show in the 80s, 90s.
90s.
Nows?
Yeah, 90s, yeah. Not nows. Well, it was 2001, 2002 that it went to.
I think so.
Yeah, so great show. Really enjoyed it. You notice that he is obviously a radio psychiatrist. Gets people to call up and tell them his problems. That's what he does in the show. Show within a show.
Yeah, and we're not going to lie, that was a little bit of inspiration for us to be on radio. Not so much the psychologist bit, but, you know, we always...
But radio, you know?
Radio in general.
It made it look glamorous.
Yeah.
You know, you get your own producer, all that kind of stuff. So far, I figured out that doesn't really happen that often. But you actually, there's been this YouTube video that's been going around that has all of the calls, the people that called into his show. Turns out they're all celebrities, right?
Really?
Yeah, you hear a call on the show, 9 times out of 10, it's someone famous, okay? People that have called in on the show, within a show, on Frasier, right?
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin, pretty big.
That's pretty big, yeah.
Hilary Duff. Of all people.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Elijah Wood was in there as well.
These are big names.
Yeah, these are really big names.
I always thought it was people on the backstage just calling out.
Bill Paxton, Stephen King, the writer, Helen Mirren, they've all called up on Frasier as people that have problems, posing as, you know, characters with problems.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty mad, right? Which got me thinking. We're trying to get out there. We're trying to get some listeners. Maybe one day we're going to get a producer.
Yeah.
This is how we do it, Lindsay. Radio psychiatry. Or more specifically... podcast psychiatry, okay? I want to open up the lines now. Call 1-800-SNITCH-AND-LINS if you want to get a little bit of advice from Snitch and Lins. Okay?
I think there's too many numbers in that name.
Lindsay, don't question it, okay?
Okay.
It works, all right?
Okay.
There might be too many numbers, but if you type, I guarantee you, 1-800-SNITCH-AND-LINS, it will get you through.
Straight to the studio.
Exactly, and it's time for...
Pick up the phone. You're not alone. Snitch and Lins.
You're listening to Snitch and Lins, and where...
Listening.
Caller one, what's your problem?
All right there, boys. Is that the Snitch and Lins on the phone here?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Is this Michael Caine?
It's not your business who's calling you up on the phone, all right?
Sorry, Mike.
You know, I thought it's when I was calling up on the phone, I thought it'd be bloody anonymous. You coming in, asking me whose business is what, I'll tell you whose business is what. My business is my business. I have been knighted.
I'm sorry, Michael, but you've got a very...
It was Michael. Nobody bloody said it would.
You've got a very recognisable voice, that's all.
We're sorry, Michael, but what's your problem? What's your problem, Michael?
Well, I got into a bit of a, how do you say, disagreement with a man that is currently my roommate. I was watching Godzilla on the television.
Good movie, good movie.
The recent one. Set in New York.
Well, that's not good at all.
No.
American one. Well, that's what I was saying. I said the movie was pretty terrible compared to the Japanese ones. He didn't agree with me. He said I was crazy. No. So I got very cross, right?
Okay.
And I cut his throat, right? That wasn't enough. I put the DVD into his throat, right? And now I have this body here. He's looking at me with the same bloody smile on his face. I don't know what to do with the bloody thing.
Now, Michael, I'm gonna stop you there. I mean, you took us down. I thought that you were going to maybe have a disagreement with your roommate and that you guys weren't talking.
That's what I said. I had a disagreement.
Now they're not talking anyway, Michael. So.
Yeah, well, obviously you're not talking now because it does sound like you have committed first-degree murder.
Well, first problem's been solved. Chatterbox has been shut. That box has been locked up. But second problem, the murder box has been opened, and that's, all the bits of that box have come out. So what do I do?
I think I'd advise you to lay low for a while.
Yep.
Possibly change your name. And maybe... Change your voice is probably the best one.
Okay, I'll put on a different voice. How about this one? Hello, I'm not Michael Caine.
Last week, Stinch and I started a new segment called...
Life Medals.
Basically, it's the introduction of a reward system for people who accomplish things that aren't really recognised.
Yeah, and when we say that, we don't mean like people that do charity work and stuff like that. No, they'll get recognised eventually.
They'll get recognised.
We're talking about the little things in life.
Day-to-day things.
Yeah, What? So, I mean, one of the examples I used last week, I opened a really hard jar of jam.
Perfect example.
Nobody's going to give me a medal for that, or are they?
Mate, well, Michael, you get a life medal.
I already got it last week.
Well, yeah.
Well, I got it on back order because we didn't have them yet.
Yeah.
But, Lindsay, guess what we have this week?
We have life medal.
For the people that aren't in the studio with us right now, which is no one, or everyone. Lindsay just held up a coin that he took off my desk when he came to pick me up from
my
house.
It's a gold coin, Michael.
It's a gold coin.
Hence, the gold life medal.
Well, at least you know.
Of the week.
The gold life medal of the week. It is a $1 coin, so at least you know exactly how much we paid for our life medals.
Yeah.
Because they're actually $1 coins.
Tight budget, Michael.
It's a tight budget. We have no budget whatsoever. whatever we pay for comes out of our own pockets.
Now, this is mainly for the listeners, so you can send us requests or what you think is a life medal, so we can send you one. We won't send you a dollar, but we'll send you something.
We'll send you something worth a dollar.
So we're going to model this now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to model this. So what are our nominees?
Okay.
So, one of your things, Michael?
Shall I?
Why do you deserve a life medal for this week from Snitch and Lins?
Well, this week, Lindsay, actually only 2 days ago, I shaved. And when I say shave, like I do shave usually, but I shaved well. And I don't know if you noticed, I've got some serious definition to my beard now.
It looks good, but 2 days old, it's looking a little grubby.
Yeah, okay, all right. Yeah, but I'm talking 2 days ago, okay? This can be any time in the week that you do it. And I can still be viable for the life medal. That's right?
Well, Michael, I feel like I've got a better nominee.
Okay, well, bring it forward.
Okay, this is my thing. Every day of this week,
I
managed to wake up before 10 a.m.
Wow.
One day.
I mean, come on.
Man. That's pretty good. One day I came so close, just like I saw the second hand going there and jumped out.
Right at 9:59:59.
My bed exploded as I jumped.
Hey, if you got up before 10, you were still eligible for a life medal.
Another thing, Michael.
Oh, wait, so you can have two nominees now, can you?
Well, I feel like we got to outdo each other.
All right, fine. Go right ahead.
Most of the days of this week, I put on deodorant.
So you woke up before 10 and put on deodorant?
Most of the days.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's good. And another thing.
Oh, well, look at this. I mean, Lindsay, you've obviously been working on your life medals for this week.
No, this is going to crown it. This is going to get it.
Fine.
I took out the bin that holds the toilet rolls.
Oh.
Now that's a life medal right there.
That's a life medal and a half right there. That's $1.50 of a life medal.
I think I, for this week, deserve the life.
No. Before you do that, Lindsay.
Oh, here we go.
We mentioned last week that our listeners can also come in for a life medal as well.
That's true.
Yeah. Now, I don't know whether this one particularly clarifies as a life medal, but hold on with me because...
Oh, I don't know, Michael.
Taking out
the toilet roll bin is a pretty big accomplishment.
I think when you hear it, Lindsay, you might be pleasantly surprised. And I feel like we might want to give them an honorary one anyway. One of our listeners, a lady, a female.
Yep.
Apparently, in Nuts magazine in 2005, which is like an FHM or a zoo magazine.
Okay.
Sent in a picture to Nuts magazine and got boobs of the week. I mean...
That's a pretty good...
The fact that it's got boobs in it feels like we should be giving it an honorary medal. And best boobs of the week. It's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Life medal.
Congratulations.
Boobs of the week in 2005.
All you needed was a camera and a great set of cans.
We can't beat that.
And you've got a life medal. Thank you very much. More coming up next week.
Are you feeling alone? Don't be. You're with Snitch and Lins.
And welcome back to Psychiatry Help with Snitch and Lins. And where?
Listening.
Caller number one, what's your problem?
Hello, is the phone going through?
I believe so.
Yep.
Up? That's
yep.
Right.
We're here.
It's a bit of a long distance phone call. I'll say that now. My problem comes from where I live. Just moved into a new place.
I'm sorry, before you go on, it says that on the screen here that this call's come from the US. Is this, I mean, this isn't Barack Obama, is it?
It most certainly is. Oh. You a fan?
It's a pleasure to meet you, Mr. President. Thank you very much for
calling us.
Yeah.
So, you know, I hear the best advice offered down under country of the kangaroo.
That is very
true. That's true.
Thank you very much. What's your problem? We'd love to help you out with it.
Well, I've moved into this new place, the White House. I've been there for a while now.
I've heard.
Quite comfortable. And I've been visited in the night by the ghost of Abraham Lincoln. He's been instructing me that there is some gold hidden within the castle. I do say castle, I mean house. I just, I've been looking around, tearing the place up, making a mess. My wife's starting to get worried. Kids are starting to get worried. I'm starting to get worried. There's no gold. I'm starting to think this whole president thing is a bit of a joke.
Well,
okay. Well, I think the first bit of advice here is
get the Ghostbusters to seek out Lincoln's ghost.
Absolutely.
Hunt him down.
Yeah, yeah. The
you don't need that in your life.
I mean, who do you call when you've got a ghost problem?
Dick Cheney.
No, no. I'm sorry. I was going to say Ghostbusters. But no, you're right. Dick Cheney's probably much better at that.
Very good.
Has a big gun.
What I've heard he does. So, I mean, he's telling you to find gold in the White House. That's correct?
That's right, sir. Says it's right here in the building, sir.
And you started tearing the place up.
Nope. First I used a shovel. Then when the shovel broke, I had to steal my wife's comb. That didn't really work for long. Went and bought another shovel.
Oh, good.
Yep. The only place you can look for a comb is in hair, so I don't think it's anywhere there.
No.
No, sir. My wife's scalp was perfectly clean. No lice in that woman.
Now, I must ask, I don't want to delve too deep because you are the President of the United States. How is your relationship with Michelle since you've been digging up the White House?
Well, she's still a fiery biscuit in the bedroom.
that's good all that matters.
I've heard enough. You're cured.
God bless America.
Linz, I went to Subway the other day.
It's a good place. Good restaurant.
It is delicious, Lindsay. And I mentioned that I was going to top everything off with this, but I've got to bring it up first because I feel bad for someone.
Who do you feel bad for? Yourself? Subway? The chicken that's getting slaughtered that you're eating?
No, not that at all. No, I have no fears of animal rights at all. And
you're a good person.
I'm happy to wear that on my sleeve, really.
Okay. But,
no, I feel bad for the sandwich artist that I saw at Subway the other day.
What happened?
Well, Lindsay, it was coming up to closing time at Subway, you see. They're starting to pack things away, but they were still open. Very much so. They even had the open sign still lit up.
Okay, that's fair enough.
They have open signs there.
Yeah.
So I walked in, all right? I went up to the guy. Bam! I know exactly what I want. Every time I order the exact same thing.
What do you get?
I get...
Meatball?
No meatball anymore, man. I've been off the meatball for a good couple of years.
Okay.
I'm straight on the chicken strips now, okay?
Whoa!
Chicken strips... I get capsicum, I get lettuce, I get tomato.
Southwest sauce.
And I do get some Southwest sauce.
You've never left the Southwest.
No, I never did.
You'll love it.
It's good. And jalapenos, of course.
Yep.
You got to love a little bit of spice in there.
Okay, yep.
Unfortunately, turns out that every single thing that I ordered when I got to the shop...
Had been packed away?
Yes. But you see, the thing was, there was plenty of other stuff that wasn't packed away. It just so happened, by coincidence, that my order... Every single thing in the order. I'm talking like the chicken. No. You better believe that was in the fridge out the back. Yep, didn't have that. If I ordered meatball, could have got it. It was straight there, right? But I felt so bad because it's what I order every time. But everything had been packed away.
So this guy thinks you've walked in and gone, hey, I'm going to stuff this guy around.
Exactly.
I'm going to order everything that's not there. Mm. I see him putting stuff away.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, oh, he's put the chicken away. I'll have the chicken, thanks.
This guy's at the end of his tether at the end of the day. Ooh. This is like, it'd be like 8, 9 o'clock at
he's
night.
He's
in the
guys
city.
Like you all day.
Yeah. In the city. And I walk in just with this air of pompousness and say, you know what? I want you to get everything back out again for me, boy.
Come on, crack
it
on
for me. But no, Lindsay, I just ordered what I always order. And I don't know. I didn't know what to say. I just wanted to kind of look in your face and go, well, I'm sorry, dude. Maybe God just hates you this day, okay? Because this is what I always order. Just go get it, all right? I need my Subway.
Now, Marco, I'm not the one to be a grammar Nazi. Mainly because...
You are definitely not.
Mainly because I can't spell or talk half the time and somehow I'm on radio. I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't think there's been one instance in my life where you've actually come up to me and said, you know what, Snitch? I didn't like your pronunciation of that word. Mostly because you can't say pronunciation.
That's pretty much true. But I want to pick you up on one thing. I suspect that you slipped up last podcast.
Oh, here we go.
Yep.
Oh, looks
like
the hunter has become the hunted.
Exactly. I'm just like, out of all this time I've been putting up with all this grammar corrections, especially on Facebook. You grill me on Facebook all the time. I'm like, this is it. I'm coming out.
All right,
I'm coming out here.
All right. This better be right.
I suspect that you started to make a mistake in the James Cameron sketch when we were introducing it.
Okay.
The listeners' minds back to what we were doing last week.
Yeah.
We were talking about James Cameron, how he had gotten to the bottom of the Mariana Trench.
That's right.
Which is all good. And we clapped him off. We said, congratulations, James Cameron.
Well done. That's exactly what we did.
During this time,
okay,
I suspect that you went to say, Hugh Jackman instead of James Cameron.
Really?
You did. Now, let's have a listen, shall we?
Oh, you've got evidence.
I've got evidence.
Oh, I'm glad you brought this along. Let's have a listen.
You just say it's just ever so slight, but here we go.
Yeah, something like that.
And tell you what.
You know, hats off to James Cameron. Well done.
I said hats off to you, James.
No, you said...
I said
Hugh
hats off...
Jack, and then you stop. You stop. Now, Michael, come
hats
on.
Hats off to Hugh Jackman.
Yeah,
I'm such a fan.
Hugh Jack, yeah. You know, you got your act together, Michael. If you're doing a radio show, trying to be on radio, you got to know your celebrities. Get your act together.
Thanks,
come
man.
On, boy.
I don't know what I'd do without you, Linsman.
Yeah,
I really don't.
I'm saying all the celebrities over here.
So it wasn't really a grammar thing. It was just getting my celebrities wrong.
Well, that's even worse.
In that way that you've... That's true, it is much worse.
Your friends to help. Snitch and Lins.
That's right, and you're listening to Snitch and Lins, psychiatric advice, and we are listening.
Cole, you're on the air.
Hello? Is it God, I hate using the telephone so close to my face. You know how many germs are in these things, and I got to hold it up right to my ear.
Just calm down with us. Just calm down.
Take a few deep breaths.
He's telling me to calm down. He's telling me to calm down. Okay, I'm calm. No, it's fine. I'm calm. What are you doing?
Okay.
Well, we're hosting a radio show. You call them with problems.
I called you up, yes. Okay, so I borrowed a few library books, right, a little while ago. It was fine. I don't even remember what they were. It was this thing that really bothers me. But recently I got a letter from the library, and they're saying that they're overdue, and I don't know where they are, and I can't even find the books, and I'm worried that if a librarian comes, because librarians are very strong men.
Yeah, that is correct.
That
is
true.
They are known for their strength. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to alarm you there. So you're worried...
No, it wasn't you. I just saw a squirrel and they made me nervous.
No, they're scary animals as well. I got to say...
They put two nuts in their mouth. Why would they...
That's okay. So don't worry about the squirrels for now. Are you in any danger from the squirrels?
I think so. I better wrap this call up quickly. I mean, I don't know if he's looking at me or looking with me. I don't even know what that means. I'm so scared.
Oh, we should really get back to the topic at hand of what you called up about. The librarians, I'm not quite sure what you...
Did I put a hit out on him? I don't even know how to do that. I mean, I suppose I have the money for a hit, but wouldn't that get me in some kind of trouble with the mirror? People are always saying that Woody is a weak guy. Oh, God, I've said my name alive.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about
Woody,
it.
Woody, we're an anonymous show. Nobody's going to know your name, Woody.
I hope so. I mean, does anybody listen to the show, or is this brought out live, or is this an actual help?
It doesn't have a big broadcast range. It's you know.
It is weird that we aren't going out live, yet people still can call into our show, so we tend not to question that.
That is peculiar. Do I even exist? Oh, God, I'm inside my own paradox now. I don't even know if I'm real. This is all your fault. I don't even know if I exist. Was I even born? Who was my mother? I don't remember my mother. My father. My father was a nice man. I think he was a nice man. I don't even know.
Woody, I would suggest possibly taking a few deep breaths, maybe go to your doctor, ask him maybe about some anti-anxiety medication.
But I'm sure those books will turn up.
No, deep breaths, not short breaths, deep breaths. Just breathe with us, Woody.
I think he's gone. I think he's passed out.
Hello? Up here.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting closer. I have to go.
Okay. Okay.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Woody. We hope you work out your librarian problem.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Snitch and Lins psychiatry advice.
I was sleeping at my friend's house the other night.
Okay.
You know.
Bit of a sleepover.
Bit of a sleepover. Bit of a slumber party, you know. Telling each other secrets, trading Pokemon cards.
You do realise you're the only person out of our whole friend group that still sleeps at other people's places, right?
What? I thought all the cool kids did it.
No. No, don't do it. Not since year 7.
Oh, Michael. I'm sure people out there do it. If I'm still doing it, someone else, and me and my friends still do it.
Yeah, I think they're called bums that do that, or mooches.
They must have the best life ever.
Leeches.
Slumber party every night. Oh, so much fun.
Yeah, I mean, you forgot to mention the fact that you eat everyone's food when you go there as well.
Well, I do that anyway.
Well, that's a good point. Doesn't matter if he sleeps
Call
or not.
Call me a bum.
He comes around, he's eating your food. That's the rule of Lins.
But this is the thing that gets me. He went in for a shower. He went to his house. He went for a shower.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sitting there waiting for him to come back out. I'm just doing whatever.
Okay.
He comes back out in a onesie.
In a onesie?
A onesie. So that one piece of cloth that covers your whole body.
Now, I could be incorrect in saying this, but I believe...
Yes.
...that onesies are meant for babies.
I think they are.
I feel that if there's any clothes that screams... child under two.
It's a onesie.
It's a onesie.
It's a onesie. Who wears a onesie? And I must...
Okay.
I can't stress this enough.
Yeah.
He is 24.
Yeah, he's
this
not...
This is well beyond the baby range.
And it would be really weird if you were sleeping over at a two-year-old's house.
I don't know who's making these.
I don't know. So for one thing, I didn't realise that there was an adult onesie, that even existed.
It exists.
I feel like that's going a little bit too far.
I feel it is. Like, I'm trading Pokemon cards. That's fine.
It feels like he's just taking the next step from you, really. I mean, I feel like you've set the bar and then he's gone above it.
Oh, he's trumped me.
You're the ultimate man-child until he comes along in his little baby onesie. I mean, can I ask? I mean, it was an adult onesie. He wasn't wearing a baby onesie,
no,
was
he? No, he was wearing an adult
onesie.
He
wasn't just wearing a onesie just round as a pants, was he?
Comes out with a giant lollipop.
Linz, I'd like to cast your mind back to a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, then.
We were having a conversation, and I dropped just a little observation of something that was happening in my life. It was a concern.
You tell me about them all the time.
Well, thanks, Land. I mean, that's what friends are for. I said to you, Linz, man, I got a little bit of tenderness in the downstairs.
That was a big problem.
It was a big problem, as they say. But no, it wasn't a big problem. And it was just a concern because I'd woken up that morning. I don't know if I'd slept on it wrong or on the area, whether maybe I'd cut off circulation or something.
And for a short period of time and therefore something kind of tangled.
Maybe
or...
I'd bruised it doing something, but basically...
During something.
I was feeling a little tender.
Okay, that's fair enough.
In the old meat and two veg.
Yep.
More specifically...
In the veg.
The two veg.
The
one of the two veg.
One of the two veg.
Yeah, yeah. One of the two veg had been in the freezer too long and it was...
Yeah. Gotten rotten.
Yeah.
Something happened.
Something had gone on there. I got to be honest, Linz, man. You seemed really concerned.
I was really concerned.
You turned around and you said, Snitch, man, tell me more about this. And this is not the thing I was expecting to come out of your mouth. I was expecting you to say, dude, I don't want to hear about this.
I was really concerned because that's a major, major issue. I was like, maybe we should take you to the hospital. Maybe I have to do the surgery myself. I was just like, stand back, children.
I got to...
Sitch, hold down.
Hold him down, kids.
Scalpel.
Get the anesthetic. No, we do not need anesthetic, all right? I stress.
This is going to have to be a clean cut. I've got to do one cut. Here we go.
Snitch and Linz. Call us. We're here to help.
And welcome back to Psychiatry Help with Snitch and Linz. And we are listening. Caller one, what's your problem?
God, no, sorry, I'm using the public telephone. It's freezing.
Whereabouts are you?
Well, right now, I'm not inside my house. Is where I'm not inside because my house has different occupants inside, you know.
Who's in your house?
Well, a couple of days ago, there were a few geese outside my house, and they looked cold, so I thought I'd let them in. They took over the place, in a manner of speaking, and now I'm outside on a public telephone.
So you're saying you're having a geese problem?
That's right.
Now...
Wow! Excuse me, sorry. Oh, I just sat down. There was a watch in my asshole.
Now...
So the geese have come in.
Yeah, they've come into your house.
They're squatting.
Yeah.
They've ransacked the place.
Mm-hmm.
We're not... This isn't really psychiatric help that...
Well, I'm out of my mind, you know.
You're saying that they're stressing you out and that's giving you anxiety, is that...
I thought maybe I'd hunt them down, you know, chop them, stab them, but something. I can't have any weapons to get them out of my house, and now I'm cold.
Okay, well...
Well, that is a problem. That's why we're here.
We are here, and we're going to solve your problem for you. I believe this is Christopher Walken, if I'm not mistaken.
Yo!
Okay,
you
good.
You got it, baby. You know who you're talking to.
Okay, cool.
just making. Now, I'd suggest maybe animal control is an all-okay idea. Is there an animal control center near your house? So where are you?
Right now, I'm in Alaska. You know, it's beautiful.
Ooh, that's cool.
This time of year.
Yeah, that's...
But, animal control, the only number that I happen to have on my little address book was your number. Curious, I know, but there it was. So I dialed up with my little fingers on a phone. Here we are. Fix the goose problem.
Well, I think I have a solution. It's just like the lady who swallowed a fly, who swallowed a spider to catch the fly, who swallowed a cat to catch the spider. What you need, because you're in Alaska, let some bears in. They'll take care of the geese.
Plenty of them around.
Yeah.
Bears in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bears in the house.
I like the sound of that. I'm gonna go get some. You boys are good. I'll talk to you later.
We appreciate the call, Christopher.
Kisses.
Thanks, mate.
And you've been listening to Psychiatric Help with Snitch and Lins. And it's that time of the week to do a little bit of meditation.
I felt like it was that time of the week. I've just been...
Did you feel it? I felt it too.
I felt it was all riled up inside. I'm just I just need to release.
We're both coiled up like a spring in here, ready to bloody whatever happens when you let a spring go.
Explode.
That's not really the right word though, is it?
Unsprung?
No.
Unspring?
No, it's none of those words.
Well, it's something
none
like
that.
None
of them are coming to me, but I reckon they might come to me if we do a little bit of meditation right now.
Sounds like a good idea.
Detox my mind box. Let's go.
Why are teachers' last names always ripe for parody? Have you ever tried to push all three of the colours down on a three-colour pen before? It doesn't work.
Should I buy a onesie?
In The Sound of Music, Julie Andrews sings, "The hills are alive with the sound of music." Were the hills actually alive?
Maybe.
Because it would have been really painful to have her shoes walking on them.
Let's roll.
Sorry.
Hey, Lins.
Yeah.
Now we had like four major celebrities call the show today.
That's amazing.
What are the odds of them having our numbers?
A bazillion to one.
That's right, it's the outro of the Snitch and Lins show because we are done. We're out of here.
We're out of here.
Get lost.
But
to you.
We hope that you had a great time listening to the podcast.
Yes, we always enjoy it, of course. And if you do want to find out a little bit more about us, head to snitchandlins.com or head to the Facebook page, facebook.com/snitchandlins.
We're also very excited about our next podcast, but...
Oh, yeah.
That'll have to wait.
It's going to have to wait till the next podcast.
So stick around.
Yeah. And like we like to say every week, Lindsay.
Spread the love.
You've been listening to Snitch and Lins.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlins.com.
Oh, God, sorry. I just hit record again because I've been laughing about that for about 5 minutes. That is so funny. Let's roll.
Let's roll.
You sound so, so intensely saying it. Just like there was no withholding or anything. It was just like, let's roll, boys.
Let's do this.
It's to Dreamtown. Oh, my God. Seriously, I'm crying with laughter. That was so good.